guys.
We're trying to get better at our highs.
We failed.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Awkward Stage, the podcast. Welcome back. We're glad you're here.
We're so glad you're here. I'm Alina.
I'm Nicole.
We're your hosts.
We're your guides for the cringe.
Hi, cringy cream cheeses.
We're auditioning calling you guys cream cheeses.
We'll work on it.
Let us know what you think. Today we have an amazing guest.
Incredible. So excited.
We're so excited for you and for us. Actor, comedian, YouTuber, Michael Henry.
Hello. Hi. Could I be the first cream cheeser?
Yes.
Oh, I feel so happy.
Maybe the only cream cheeser. Okay.
We might retire it after this episode, but so then it's a very special honor. Yes.
Real honor.
Also, that was a great hello. That was way better than our highs.
We should learn from that.
Well, maybe I'm the new host.
Immediately.
Michael, I'm a huge fan. You're hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Funny.
And we were just talking right before this about your stamina. I mean, you've been making YouTube videos.
I've never had a woman say that.
I mean, I've been watching your YouTube videos for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I mean, I've been doing it for a while now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I met both of you guys at different stages of Groundlings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which back then you used to have to do comedy on stage.
Yeah.
Remember
those days?
Live
Everything
comedy?
Was in black and white. But I've been doing it for a minute, and like I was saying, I still really enjoy it. Like, I don't really find it like arduous, you know?
Yeah.
I still find a lot of joy in it.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Yeah, it's like I make it my full-time thing. You know, I go to the coffee shop, get my writing done, and I try to like act like it's a 9-to-5 thing.
What coffee shop do you go to so people can stalk you?
It's a little place called Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
I'll be at that one.
That's impressive because writing is excruciating. Like, to actually go and do it.
Writing is hard.
Yes, it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing it for so long, and you do it on such a consistent basis.
Thanks.
Like, the output is just so consistent, and it's harder than it seems.
It's harder than it seems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're hilarious.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, it is harder than it seems. You're just watching like a 2-minute video, but as you guys know, it takes a lot of editing, a lot of writing, a lot of other actors. If you have other actors, it's sometimes locations. But I just love all those puzzle pieces.
I feel like you're a like recurring location for you is next to that dumpster.
Yes, yes. It's behind a donut shop and a cat hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I recognize that one a lot.
You recognize those dumpsters?
I really have seen a few videos that
are in the dumpsters.
A picnic next to a dumpster.
Uh-huh. It always. We had the police called on us once.
Oh, really?
Someone, because the what is that? The Park La Brea is right over there, mm-hmm. and their balconies are right there. And I guess someone called the police, and when the police showed up, they were like, we got to call it. There were some vagrants arguing. And when they came, they like laughed.
Yeah. Aww. You're like, here's the script. Here's
exactly
what we were arguing about.
Yes, yes. Do you want IMDb credit, Mr. Police Officer? Come on.
Park La Brea is fancy. They probably don't get it, the people that live there. Sorry, no offense to anyone who lives at Park La Brea.
Yes.
Anyways, this show's all about being awkward, so we're going to get to your awkward stage, but it's helpful for us to know where you grew up. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Long Island, New York.
Oh, mm-hmm. I never knew that about you.
Yep. Like 30 minutes right outside of Penn Station.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Penn Station in Nicole's episode because she bought tights there with her
mom. Do you know the tight store in Penn Station? Is that just a me thing?
I don't know of it.
We're really trying
to
bring
Kmart.
It
there.
Okay. Even the locals. This is so underground. Even the locals don't know
Whoa.
About it.
Do you still have those tights?
I would go every year growing up to the tights store.
Whoa.
And my mom would let me buy like 10 pairs of tights, and it was in Penn Station.
Was it the only time you ever bought tights?
I think so.
Maybe that's why you're bad at shopping.
Yeah. Okay, all right, cat's out of the bag. I bought this skirt. It's too small. I took the tags off it before I tried it on, and now we're stuck with it.
She's stuck with it. And all I was saying is, at this stage in your life, you should be better at shopping. But let's get back to Michael.
All right.
Okay, so you grew up on Long Island.
People in New York say on Long Island, which I guess I'm not sure if that's grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, I grew up on it. On it.
Like, you is it a full-blown island?
It's an island.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to take a bridge.
Yeah.
So what were you like as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Talkative, cute, but also very bullied. Oh. I'm like, do we want to go sad or not?
No. Bullies.
No, and it sucks that, like, you said cute and then you said bullied because right. It really makes my heart hurt more because mm-hmm. Now I'm imagining you, like, little cute bullied.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, all through growing up?
Well, middle school to high school was, like, you know, if you just, like, watch any movie about, like, gay kids, I was like that. Yeah. You know, bullied, beaten up, everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. My front teeth are chipped because I was punched in the face. So.
That is so unbelievable, and it's...
That's why, like, this is, like, high school almost isn't, like, my awkward stage.
Uh-huh.
It's my figuring life out stage a little bit, like, surviving. When I went to community college, to me, that was, like, my junior high.
Okay, so let's get from point A to point C,
yes,
then.
Let's
so
skip the sad and go to the awkward.
And go to the awkward. So, really cute bullied kid. Speed
up.
Yes. The trauma. Speed through the trauma.
Speed to be being 18, walking around community college with a, I had a janitor keychain around my neck.
Ooh.
I was like, I don't.
It's practical.
Very practical. Mm-hmm. You
Wait,
know?
What was on it?
My keys.
Your house keys.
It was like a lanyard. Like, I don't know what I thought. I don't know if I thought I was a boss, you know?
Well, I remember people doing that on their belts.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you just had it around your neck?
I just had it around my neck. I think I was flaunting something.
Yeah, maybe you wanted status, like you wanted to show people, I have a lot of places to go. I have a lot of rooms to
look at
to
all my
blocks.
All my property.
Yes.
This is the property one. This is my gym. This is my boat.
I'm like a landlord.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
That's a vibe.
Yeah. And people always heard when you were around the corner.
Yes, people knew when I was approaching.
Okay, so where did you go to college?
Nassau Community College.
Where is that?
Long Island. It was on Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Can you paint the picture a little bit of Long Island for me? Because I have no... So it's New York, but it's not New York.
It's New York. It's, if you could picture New York,
She's
it's like...
She's from Germany.
I'm from Germany. Can you please explain America to me? I have had New York, but hot dogs...
it's the little tail off New York.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you've heard of the Hamptons?
Yes.
That's the very one tip. I'm at the other tip.
Okay.
There's two tips.
There's always two tips.
Honey, if it's a good Friday. But I grew up on the tip closest to the city.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more urban, mm-hmm. but if you keep going further and further out, it's very, like, rural, country-ish, you know, backwards.
Got it.
But, like, it's incredibly suburban.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. malls. Oh, my God. I used to go up going to the mall. I had a job interview at American Eagle, and I thought
did?
I was the shit.
Yeah.
Did you not get it?
My mom wouldn't let me take it. She's like, how do you think you're going to be getting to the mall? I'm not driving you.
Oh.
So I got a job at KB Toys down the street.
Aww. Oh, yeah. American Eagle's sexier.
Yeah.
I thought American Eagle was so cool.
It was.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was cool. It got uncool when I was, like, in high school. And then everyone was like, it's not cool anymore. And you had to stop wearing it.
Yes. Because when I came to America as an exchange student, I wanted to go to American Eagle. Wow. And I wanted to, like, bring American Eagle home for the Germans.
A little slice of America.
That and the now problematic Victoria's Secret and, like, some other American brands that I was like.
Abercrombie. That was the I didn't. To me, that was shooting for the stars. Not even American Eagle. Maybe mm-hmm. Abercrombie. No.
Mm-hmm.
The once a there was no Abercrombie like near where I lived, but once a year my mom would take us. Like we would do
to get a whiff. At the
we would do like the hour and a half drive just to go in.
Just mm-hmm. to.
Yeah.
All right. This is good.
The next day at school, I was the coolest kid in school in my head. When you walk in with a brand new Abercrombie shirt.
Yeah.
And it's just like a t-shirt. Yeah. It's literally.
We were just victims of marketing. And we still are. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so are you. Share this podcast with your friends.
For this quick talking about ad break.
Capitalism.
Don't forget to like them. Okay, so you're at community college. Mm-hmm. You're wearing a keychain like around your neck. What else do we got on our body?
I have.
Everything I'm saying today sounds so sexual.
I like it.
Okay.
What could be sexier than a lanyard around your neck?
What else do you got going with your body?
Well, I had this like, I only wore Old Navy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I thought that was cool too. Yeah. Hello, performance fleece.
I thought
that
Old
was
Navy
like
was
earthy
cool.
Crunchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I would call
it. It's like
it.
A lot of basics, a lot of...
Well, but they also had some very embellished pieces.
Ooh. You see, I've never been to the men's section in Old Navy, actually.
You could get Old Navy in shiny things.
Like rhinestones?
Yes.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
That's me in 2004.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I had some kind of like cardigan thing that I always wore, and I was in the theater department there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is cooler than a theater department student that commutes, you know. So it was an experience, and I didn't get cast in anything.
No.
Now that was a real blow.
Did you show them your keychain?
I tried.
Oh my god.
Did they give you any like feedback or anything? Was it like
they
a problematic
said,
jury?
Major.
Wait, how do you like? Okay, so you're doing a theater major, but you don't get cast in anything. So you just go to theater classes?
You go to theater classes and learn Meisner, which is just repeating.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
Yeah. Look at you now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You showed Meisner and all those other assholes.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember my first date, actually, I had at community college. They had...
Wait, how old are you at community college?
18, 19. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they had this thing called... What the heck? It was like quad hour.
Uh-huh.
There was an hour in the day where there were no classes because they wanted everybody, all these commuters at community college, to socialize, join a club.
Right.
You know.
Stop being so weird.
Exactly.
Not
get out of your car.
Not the theater club.
Get out of your car. Go to the quad.
Go to the quad.
Did you have, were there any like social media devices already at that time?
I think I had a.
Like a pager or something?
Remember the Razor?
Motorola
Razor?
Yes.
I had a Magenta Razor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Flip?
Flip.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Texting.
Mm-hmm. Texting.
Okay. Texting, but no.
T90 word.
Yes.
If you're listening to this and you don't know what T90 word is, I don't even know. It's every letter has every button has three letters, mm-hmm. and you have to click through all three to say a word.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like, hello is like two times.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
six, six, three, three.
Oh. If you can't, they can't.
Did you get that?
If you're not watching this on YouTube and you can't see our fingers, this was
basically back in the day, texting was like shorthand.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. you gotta get what I'm saying or you don't.
So it's all these people, 18-year-olds walking around with their flip phones.
Exactly.
And like,
but I got my first date at this quad hour.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So this new transfer, it was like the new bad boy that came to town. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But he came to the quad.
Okay.
So
there's a new bad boy in the quad.
Was he like smoking cigarettes?
Oh. He was big, like a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was big, had a tattoo, and we went and bought books at the bookstore area together.
Bad.
Very bad. Okay. And we were like socializing. And do you remember your first dates? Like, I was like not talking.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what to say. This is happening.
Wait,
but
by first date, do you mean first date ever?
This was the first date ever of my life.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My first two kisses were during community college, too. First girl I made out with was at some party. Linda Luckman.
Oh,
Linda Luckman.
Hi, Linda. Was it just
that's
like
a fun
tongue?
Name. That should be Linda Luckman. That should be a name in a movie.
That's
right?
It. Write it down.
She's very
write
lucky.
It down.
You're the movie maker.
I'm that one.
Was y'all's first kiss just like aggressive tongue and anxiety, like a mixture of anxiety and just like open eyes and just like tongue, too much tongue?
Linda led the way. I think she had kissed gay guys before. Because so, she initiated it.
She had a fetish.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Yeah, I think this was her king. Making out with gay guys in the back of Toyotas.
She's like, I'm going to turn them. I'm going to turn them all.
So I'm not called Luckman for nothing.
It sounds like a classic college experience, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so your first date was in a bookstore?
Basically. It was leaving the quad and going for a walk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
A walking date.
Oh. But how did you know it was a date and not just like
Because it was my opinion.
Out. Oh. So, yeah. Okay.
Reality is what you make it.
Yes, yeah. No. That's very true. Mm-hmm.
But then back then when you would get texts, it was a little bit of like an event because it was a charge.
Yeah.
So when he would text me afterwards, I was like, oh my God, he's risking 10 cents.
He just spent 10 cents on me.
He's really investing in this.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like we're gearing up for our embarrassing story. Are we? Is this it?
No, there's
no. Are we touching on it?
There's no finish.
There's no finish.
A lot of starts and no endings. Mm-hmm. Where was my dating life in community college?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Story of my life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I got more action with Linda.
Honestly, Linda's hot.
Linda sounds.
Speaking of hot, we're gonna be right back after this word from our amazing sponsors. We're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year for annual checkups, but checking in with our fertility isn't usually.
That's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days.
You'll get insights into your hormone levels, your ovarian reserve, and other important fertility factors.
Traditional testing can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at a fraction of the price.
If you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/awkward.
That means your test will cost $179 instead of hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office.
Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/awkward.
modernfertility.com/awkward. AWKWARD.
Thank you, Modern Fertility. Okay, we're back with Michael. And so do you have, we get the picture now, yeah, awkward stage. We love the visual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a specific story that you would love to share with us?
Yes.
From your awkward stage.
Yes. Okay, so I think I've already painted the picture that I was a late bloomer.
And so was I, BT Dabs. I
you
was
were?
A late bloomer, yeah.
Not me.
No. Oh.
I was a slut at 13.
Bloomed quick.
I was fast.
No, not me.
Okay, late bloomer. Mm-hmm.
Late bloomer. So even just kissing was like the first time, 18, 19. Mm. First time drinking was also around that time. Ooh. So my friend, Sarah, her parents would go away on New Year's. Oh. So she would always have a party at her house.
Yes,
and
Sarah.
By a party, I mean it was five of us.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, it was like Project
X. It was
X.
A ranger. Yeah.
It was to us. So she would have a party every New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And one year, it was the first year I had ever drank. First year any of us had ever really drank. Except for our one friend that lived in Queens.
There's always that one friend.
Yes. She drank, and she had an older sister, so she would use her ID to go to get us alcohol.
That's smart.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. I don't know if her sister knew this, but she was getting us alcohol with it. And
what were you guys going for as, like, your first experience with alcohol?
Yeah, what was the alcohol?
I think it was kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is most people's objective? Now it's like, I want to get loosey-goosey and see if anybody thinks I'm attractive.
No, I meant like, what kind of alcohol were you guys buying?
Oh,
like,
baby, let me tell you.
To experiment with.
It was Malibu rum.
Oh, yep.
Is that Malibu Bay Breeze?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was just that, spiced rum. That's all we had.
I can taste the Malibu.
In college, I would do Bacardi Dragonberry.
What is that?
It's like dragonberry flavored Bacardi. And Joey would too. Joey, our producer, is over there freaking
and
out.
Kyle.
And Kyle too. Okay, so we have a whole team. Wait, I'm going to bring it in and we can just drink it on one episode.
Yes.
Get it sponsored.
I used to drink it with blue Gatorade, you guys.
Gatorade.
Yeah. Oh. What did you drink?
We drank a lot of corn.
What?
Do you? Yes. We were just talking about that.
Like cans of cream corn?
What do you mean
like
corn?
Like corn. Do you know it's like vodka, but it's called corn?
Well, we all thought you meant corn.
No. No, with
like
a K.
Like corn on the cob.
No, with a K. Corn. I don't know if it's the same word in English, probably. Corn, Coke, like vodka Coke. But it's corn.
A vodka.
I'm not following this.
Coke and
or
corn.
Vodka Red Bull.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Corn vodka in Coke.
No, the drink, the alcohol is corn. Now you have to.
Is it like fermented? Like how alcohol is from a potato?
Yes, it's like alcohol. It's like a clear, but it's even more disgusting than alcohol if you taste it, if you drink it on its own. And then you just mix that with Coke. I mean, cola.
You do corn and then you do a lime. It's a great night.
You're just doing Coke off of corn.
But also like Malibu, and cherry, like a cherry.
Yeah.
Malibu cherry.
Yeah.
And vodka Red Bull.
Goodness.
Ooh, right. That was exhausting.
So we all had phenomenal taste in alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you don't even know if it was taste. It was what's available. Yes. What could Danny get from her sister's ID? And so that's what it was. We were drinking that, doing shots of it. We thought we were doing Irish car bombs.
What is that?
I think it's a shot of something in Guinness beer.
Yes. Yeah, yes. You drop the shot into the beer, but there's some sort of curdling thing that happens if you don't drink it fast enough.
You have to drink it immediately, like while it's going down.
Yes.
We do that with Jägermeister.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, am I thinking of? I don't know.
They're the same, I think. They're just
Are
different
they the same
recipes.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we should also do that on the podcast.
Okay, we're going to have. What's like a good like day for drinking to like release like just a drunk
Monday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
I was thinking like a holiday, but okay.
Like Monday 10 a.m.
Christmas! Monday drunk 10 Christmas episode.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Everyone's drunk on Christmas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus.
All right. Uh-huh. So you guys are getting freaky
getting
drunk.
Twisted. This is New Year's, probably 2006.
Oh, New Year's is way better than Christmas.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll
had it.
Drunk
it was
right in front
of our eyes.
We're
going
to get drunk on New Year's.
Yes.
Yeah.
So New Year's 2006, getting 2006. Slowly, you know, and you don't really, at that age, well, you said you drank early.
Yeah.
At
12. Alina's like, I've been drinking since I was 12.
I know what I'm talking about.
At 19, I
could have taught you.
You could have.
Yeah.
Time machine. Get a time machine on one episode. But I didn't know what would happen to me. So I'm drinking and drinking. And at that stage, you have those disposable cameras.
Yes.
So later on, we just saw the dumb stuff we did. But I got so drunk. We pitched a tent in Sarah's backyard because her parents came home.
Oh.
So we just were like, okay, we'll just hang out in the back.
Wait,
just
were
five
they
of us.
Mad?
No, they were kind of cool.
Oh.
But we wanted to just pitch
Be
a tent
alone.
In the backyard, you know, do our own thing.
Yeah.
Drink. I projectile vomit in the tent.
No!
Not the tent.
Not in the tent. How do you even clean a tent?
It was Sarah's tent. I don't know.
She threw it away. She burned it.
Call Linda. She knows what to do.
So so you're in, this is embarrassing or it's like everyone's like, oh.
The embarrassing part is Sarah and Danny, I live a couple blocks away from Sarah. They're walking me back to my parents' house. I vomit
after
on both of them.
Project top. Oh, no.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this before or after midnight?
This is well before midnight.
Oh, no.
Also, we got to talk about your vomit aim, because vomiting on both of them seems intentional.
One could say I had good aim, or one could say it was bad. But stumbling home, then I get home, and my mom's like, what happened to you?
Oh.
And I just turn over and puke on the rug. She's like, who did this? Who did this to you? I said, Sarah. Sarah. Cut to like 15 years later, my mom and Sarah work together.
Oh, they
Oh,
yes.
really?
Shut
and up. She's still mad at her.
Yeah, she's still
it's
mad at
her. It's her master plan.
Yeah, she never
take
gets
her
a
down.
Good shift.
So you didn't make it to midnight.
not in a coherent manner. I'm alive to tell the tale, but otherwise, no. And then 1 year after that, then we introduced marijuana.
Oh.
That's a whole other
not
story.
Not marijuana. Alina probably was smoking marijuana at, what, 5?
Yeah. Just packing a bowl at 6.
We were right at the border to the Netherlands, and it was legal there, but I never touched it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She had her head all over corn.
Just corn and coke.
Yeah. Typical Alina.
I know. You got to pick your drugs.
Your demons.
No, wait. Yes, your demons. Mm-hmm. Cut okay, the drugs
so,
part out.
So you're introducing marijuana now.
Yes, and Sarah doesn't want to do it. But oh. Danny got it from her sister.
Okay. I'm sensing a pattern here.
Yeah, Danny is a bad influence.
Mm-hmm. Are you still friends?
No, she's actually in a bad state right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know where she is. She sends me messages on Facebook sometimes that seem like it's a scam, but it's her.
Oh, that's not great.
I know.
You mean like a bad state? Like mental. Geographically? Oh, no. She's in Kentucky?
She's in Connecticut. But
okay,
no.
So we can't speak for Danny, but Sarah still has cool parents.
She
so.
Still has cool parents. She's in the picture. Uh-huh. She just had a kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wow. Classic. Everyone's friends from high school all have kids. I don't care how old you are. Yeah. I don't care where you're from.
Someone's got a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're introducing marijuana into the mix. We got it the same way. We're at Sarah's house again.
Yeah. This is New Year's 2007 now. Okay. Cut to 12 months later.
That's great.
Yeah, we've introduced marijuana. And you know what? I'm giving it a try. Sarah doesn't want to. The other two party guests who are our friends don't want to. So here I am thinking I'm like a hot shot.
Yes.
You know. Mm-hmm. But same thing happens.
Projectile vomit. Is there a New Year's since 2006 that you haven't projectile vomited? Or are we going to make our way all the way to 2022?
At this point, it's like a tradition. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yes. When I have kids, I'm going to pass the tradition on.
Okay. So we're definitely having you on the New Year's episode because we know it's going to get interesting.
Just make sure there's tarps.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get messy.
We'll just plan to buy a new mic after.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have like
that's in the budget, right?
A score wall where you can aim.
Could you imagine?
Well, that's a fun game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm already coming up with fun New Year's games.
I like that. Maybe Promises in Malibu can sponsor it. the rehab center.
I projectile vomited the first time I got drunk, too.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, how many did you have?
I probably had like 5 of them, which I was probably just vomiting from the sugar.
Yes. Yeah, your body was like, what is this?
Yeah, but I threw up all over like the side yard of my house, all over the grass. And I don't know if my parents ever found it. But
did
like,
you see it the next day?
It was on the side of the house. So, like,
you avoided
there's,
it.
There's like no good reason to go to the side of the house.
Sometimes you just want to re-traumatize yourself. Yeah. You ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
I think I was just hoping my parents didn't find it, which they didn't. Or they were like, oh, man, the foxes threw up last night.
Maybe the foxes ate it.
Okay, humble brag. We have foxes in our yard.
At first, I thought the foxes were like your neighbors, like the Phyllis Fox.
I know. I know. I had foxes in my yard growing up. Not a big deal.
No, but yeah, first time alcohol experience. I mean, me and my girlfriends tried it out at my friend's house when her parents were out of town, and we were so drunk. I remember not being able to walk, and I just kept falling into a bush.
Yeah, but like walking was new for you in general because you were so young.
I was 3.
She just learned how to walk. Sorry, I'm going to stop.
No, I love it. Yeah, and we were just like woke up the next morning. There was this vomit everywhere and, you know, blood.
You would fall into a bush.
Yeah, I would just keep falling. I tried to like get up and get to the house, but I stayed in the backyard. For the night, I think.
You slept in the backyard?
I think I slept in the bush. I couldn't get up and walk.
Classic. Yeah. The last time my mom ever drank hard alcohol, she threw my grandma in a bush.
Oh,
oh my God. How old was she?
Oh, like teenager.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought grandma was 80.
She was 47.
Now that's a visual.
Uh-huh. Do you guys get hangovers now, or are you past it?
Oh, my God.
Or are they worse?
One glass of wine, I'm out for 2 weeks.
Really?
I mean, no, not really, but yeah.
I get them sometimes, and then it's like I'm out for the whole day. It's not like in your 20s when you bounce right back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I literally can't work today. I have to sleep all day. So yeah. I try to know my limits.
Do you?
I don't. No. That's why I said I try.
Okay, this has been amazing, and we have one final question for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you were going to give yourself advice during that awkward stage, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself, shop at better places. Put your keys somewhere else. Uh-huh. Drink less. Don't answer Danny's texts because she's bad at fluids. And, you know, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Life is about enjoying yourself, mm-hmm. right? Drink the Malibu.
Drink the Malibu. Before we go, we are going to read some of the embarrassing stories that you guys sent in.
Yes.
And thank you so much for messaging us your stories.
Yes. Michael, we always ask our guests to send in their awkward stories, and we're going to have you read one as well. Mm. So get ready. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
We're ready, Alina.
All right. This one comes from, wait, do we say who it comes from?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
This one comes from Anonymous. Hi, Alina and Nicole. Love your skits. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have an awkward story to share. The most awkward phase in my life was in sixth grade. By the way, this was Southern New York State in 2010. However, I have a pretty embarrassing story from fifth grade.
Okay, you weren't even awkward yet?
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
So, I got my period very early. Great start. Mm-hmm. Only at 10 years old. Wow. And this was my first day of school.
Wow.
I need to stop commenting on this.
Imagine someone's like, yeah, I got my period when I was 10. Wow.
Oh, you period shaming.
That is not how you're supposed to do that.
Take that out. I'll read that again.
In Germany, we started at 6.
I will not.
This poor girl.
We don't shame period.
Not
stories.
On this podcast.
On Awkward Station Podcast, we do not shame you for your period. Okay, continue.
And this was my first day of school and my very first period. Luckily, my mom read me books about what to do when you get it. So, wait, why didn't your mom just tell you?
Yeah,
here's a book.
Throw a book at you.
Luckily, my mom read me books about what to do when you get it. So I knew what to do when I did my business.
Is that what you call it?
However, there was no bin in the stall for your garbage. Because it was an elementary school, most of the kids are too young to start menstruating.
So I just wrapped up
the dirty pad and paper and walked out of the stall when a girl in my grade walks in. She looks at the pile in my hand and just says, "Oh, what's that?" I felt mortified. It's funny now, but it wasn't then. I just threw out my stuff and ran.
Wow. I feel like you could have said anything. Like, what's that? No, you know what? I can't come up with anything.
Me neither.
I would have shouted out, period. Period.
It's a tampon.
The book doesn't say what to do if you get it at an elementary school.
And you get confronted.
We need a new revision.
There's no chapter on getting confronted.
I was about to be like, did your guys' mom's read?
Michael, how was
first period is not here yet.
I think my mom just like relied on the school to teach me about it.
Oh.
Like, mm-hmm. She never said anything to me about my period.
I learned it from my ballet teacher, who was this really like strict German woman who used to dance for the Russian like state ballet. Uh-huh. And so she was like real tough.
Serious.
And I got my period when I was supposed to be in ballet class. So my mom called her and was like, Alina can't come to class today. And she was like, put her on the phone. And then I was on the phone with her and she's like, here's what you need to do. You take a bath so that you're nice and relaxed. And then you put your leg up on the bathtub. And then she explained how to like put the tampon in there.
In the tub?
Like when you're standing outside the tub and then you put your leg up on the tub so that you have better access.
And
but
she.
Are you wet from
so now every
tub
time you
water?
Put a tampon in, do you take a bath?
I still do it to this day. That's why I was late today. I'm just kidding.
So she's like, you're coming to ballet class.
Yes.
Just soak yourself mm-hmm. up, stick that tampon yeah. in, and get.
She's wow. like, discipline is more important than, like, you
so
can't
you
miss
go?
A class. No. Oh. And then I got it again. And the next time I got, fun. I still hadn't figured out the tampon situation, so I just put, like, paper. And then I got it on stage during Aristocats when I was wearing a beige full body suit.
No.
Anyway, let's.
Oh my. All my friends in high school were girls, and I had one friend who her mom would not let her use tampons because she thought that was gonna, she would lose her virginity from a tampon.
Well, her mom thought that?
Well, it's yes. true. That's true.
Huh.
And at the time, I remember thinking,
guys,
I'm not understanding.
How does the mom not know how it works?
That's like some olden days shit where they're like testing to see if the hymen's
yes,
intact.
Yes, that's it,
mm-hmm.
I think.
You could pop it with a tampon.
Yeah. Oh, buddies. Yeah.
I have a friend that popped hers riding a horse.
That's so classic.
Classic.
Everyone who rides a horse pops their hymen. You heard it here first.
So don't do it before you're married.
All right, are you ready for Anonymous's story?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Loved the first episode and can't wait for more.
Thank you.
Okay, one of my most awkward moments as a teen. Difficult to choose only one. I was 13 or so and wanted my eyebrows to be thinner. So yeah. I cut them with scissors.
No.
Wait, that's not how you do that.
How? Why would
you're
you
supposed to wax them until they almost disappear.
Well, pluck them. Pluck yeah. them.
I guess at 13, you only have a scissors.
Scissors. Yeah.
And obviously looked ridiculous afterwards. I was so embarrassed that I told my parents that I burnt my eyebrows by accident when cooking spinach.
It's so specific.
Yeah.
Just flames coming out of the spinach pot.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think I've ever singed any part of myself from cooking spinach.
No, that's spinach not a good story. Spinach is like wet. Like, I feel like spinach doesn't light on yeah. fire.
Unless you're putting in so much oil.
Like burn.
You're just cooking oil.
Yeah. Yeah. You should burn something
the story
else.
Doesn't add up, but mm-hmm. it was a fake story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, let's see. Cooking spinach, because the hot spinach bubbled out of the pot. When I realized that they didn't believe my story, I told them that it was actually the fire in the chimney.
Oh, no.
Which wasn't even lit. That burnt my eyebrows. Greetings from Hamburg.
Oh.
One of your girls.
That was a huge. Well, remember wow. the eyebrow trend that everyone's eyebrows are ruined from was
yes.
just waxing them to like a skinny
just
little
one
line.
What is the timeline of females' eyebrows? Like, I don't understand the eras of eyebrows women have had.
Well, the early 2000s was the really thin eyebrow.
Yeah,
right?
I think like up until the 80s it was still bushy, and then the 90s it started going like really small, and then by the like late 90s early aughts it was just like the thinnest line, just
but
like
bushy's
one.
Back right
now,
bushy's back
now
yeah.
bushy's back
now like
but
natural.
I see some like gen z people on TikTok that I mean the 90s are back, and I see them yeah. like wanting to bring back uh-huh. the thin eyebrows.
No, but they don't know they're bringing back something terrible. They think
no.
they invented something.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, can you please just listen to us? Like, just thin eyebrows, we're not the...
Don't
they
do
don't
it.
Come back, right?
Don't
always come
yeah.
back.
No, some people, like, couldn't grow their eyebrows yeah. back after plucking them for mm-hmm. years and years. It's like
I know women
waxing.
Who have put, like, a Rogaine.
A what?
Rogaine.
What
know?
Is that?
It's like a hair regrowth
oh.
serum that men use to
yeah.
get huh. eyebrow back.
It didn't
yeah.
work for Chris, no. my fiance. He's bald.
Oh.
But oh, no. maybe it works for their
but
eyebrows.
But there's microblading now too, right? People are getting them like tattooed on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of eyebrow shenanigans. There's this like new laminating now where they like...
Laminate?
Yeah. They like make them... You know how the trend right now is to make them like...
Yanked.
Go like up
like arch
feathered totally. Out
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and then you like put like some kind of gel in it, so now there's like a procedure where you can get that done and it just stays like that for a couple weeks.
Wow.
And it's like $100 or something
would
like
it,
that
you just like look windblown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that's
what,
the goal.
That's what we're
that's
going
what
for.
I was going for today.
Check out check out Lisa Gilroy on Instagram. She has a really funny video up about looking windblown through a tunnel with your eyebrows like that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So you guys, send us your stories on Instagram. Yes, we will read them on the podcast. We want to read them. Message us at Awkward Stage Pod to send your
anonymous
stories. And Michael, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for and tell everyone where they can find you, please.
Well, first of all, thanks for listening to my trauma, basically.
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
I and all the trauma we skimmed over.
I have a therapy appointment after this.
Oh, great.
Thank you for unearthing
my trauma. Because we're clearly incapable.
But anyway, anybody can find me. Search Michael Henry on YouTube. And if I don't come up, just add the word gay. And maybe that'll help. And then Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Venmo, Michael Henry 915.
Michael
Henry. Send me an awkward story too. Ooh, maybe I'll like it.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll arouse me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us again. Leave us a review. Rate us
with all the stars.
Rate us based on our appearance.
Subscribe.
Should she return the
women.
Skirt?
Should I return the skirt?
Too late.
It's too late. The tags are off.
And we will see you and hear you.
We'll see you hear you next time.
Next time.
We're going to get better at that.
All right. Bye.
Bye.